eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, how are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Hey, it's hard to believe there's just a couple weeks left in the regular season. What would you like to see the most here down the stretch with your regular season games?
I think just a continued commitment to our growth. I think every game we come away and can identify some things we're still, you know, trying to improve on and just trying to attack those areas.
Is there a player or two that stands out when you look at where you saw them the first time on the court when this season started and the progress they've made till this point?
You know, I'm a coach, so I think you could go player to player and say everything that's grown and things that we still need to be better at as individuals. And so I appreciate the commitment that each young lady has made. I'd be glad to speak about anybody individually that comes to your mind. Cause I mean, literally I think of each person and I'm like, I'm really excited. So I don't know how long you want the call to be.
Well, tell me more. Lauren had a really nice weekend, especially offensively past weekend. And you've seen her obviously longer than a lot of her teammates, given she came with you. What have you seen in her progression?
I was just talking to Lauren yesterday about how proud I am of her. I mean, you know, it is very hard to come to a new program with new teammates across the country and to commit to the work that she has done and the way that she has helped us build, you know, the culture and really teach and just very selfless of her, you know, I think. And her game just continues to grow. I mean, the last two weekends, you know, she had arguably the best defensive player on her in both games. And you know, a lot of attention, a lot of times, and, you know, she's working hard to continue to make great reads for us in our offense and trying to create for others as well.
One more too, if you don't mind. How would you describe Trinity's and what she does for your program?
Mm-hmm. Trinity brings experience, you know, and obviously we've talked about this. She's had to go outside her traditional role this year after losing Lexi Grigsby. She became a backup point guard for us and she's used to more the 3-4 position. And so I think just having her on the floor gives us a little bit more experience and poise in the big moment. And, you know, she's worked really hard on, you know, just getting to know her teammates and how each person plays together. And, you know, so just experience has really been amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Coach, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you today?
I'm good. I brought back the background.
I was literally going to say something. I'm like, I might be being irritating at this point. Yeah.
Well, you know, Coach, I guess just kind of what are some areas of growth you have seen from this team over, let's say, just the past couple months that you can really point out and say, hey, we might not be getting the results we want on in the win-loss column, but we are making progress and I like where we're going.
I really appreciate that. That's a really thoughtful question to ask, and because this team has really grown, and sometimes it's hard to recognize when you've not, if someone's not been a part of the whole journey. And so I thank you for that, because if I think back to our first game, I may be wrong, Kaylin, you can tell me, but I think we might have had like 36 turnovers. I didn't know if that might be like an NCAA record, but you guys, you know, but we still won the game and found a way to win. But, you know, we were a team that was trying to learn each other and learn a system offensively and obviously playing with, you know, some people in non-traditional positions. And so The time that we spent on simple things like, you know, press break and how to get into our offense and things like that was such a commitment to time in a practice at times. And I'm just so pleased with their individual growth and collective growth as well. And so that's been really neat to see. On the defensive side of the floor, you know, this is a team that had traditionally played a good bit of zone, and we are obviously, you know, implemented more of a man-to-man system. And so, you know, just teaching the traditional, like, you know, what do we want our system to be like? What type of man-to-man team are we? And, you know, how do we want to go about doing that has been neat to see our growth. I think we led, you know, a lot of categories in how we defended the three-point line and some things that we were able to do pretty quickly. I was really pleased by that growth as well. Then just individual players' growth too, like we talked about earlier, understanding the system, you know, trying to help people become more aggressive offensively as well, and giving people that comfort level with one another.
What's been, you know, there was some really good teams that you guys played when you were down at in Conference USA, and now that you're up here in the Pac-12, what's been maybe I don't want to call it a growing pain, but just something you had to get used to out here in the Pac-12, the way things are. And, you know, you're throwing a lot of ranked teams at you all season long.
Yeah, it's well, the one thing we had in common, which I was surprised by, was the one day in between the games. I didn't know that there was another conference that did that. And so Conference USA played Thursday, Saturday, and we played Friday, Sunday. So really one good thing from conference to conference, for turnaround time is fast. But the turnaround time is for exceptional teams. And so with different systems at times. And so that's been something that's been kind of fun as a coach to try to tweak from a preparation standpoint, as well as the travel being quite different at times, you know, but both conferences, you know, have pretty good travel involved as well. But I think the turnaround and the level of team and the different styles of play have been really fun to prepare for, you know, just playing great competition, which I love, which is why I came to the Pac-12. So it's been an opportunity for me to grow and just to constantly learn, you know, from other coaches and learn this team, you know, obviously being mostly new to me as well.
I guess I had just kind of what you're looking at for this weekend with the two Arizona schools coming in. What have you seen in your scouting of them? And I know I should have the schedule in front of me, but have you guys played them already this year?
No, we have not. Okay. We were actually supposed to play down there, and that was during our COVID pause. So yep. So we will play them for the first time. Two tremendous teams, two tremendous coaches. And really, as you alluded to earlier, like I think we could say that most nights, but a really lot of respect for both programs and both doing really well on a national level as well. You know, defensively, they're both two of the better, you know, teams in the country, probably defensively. I mean, really, really great defensive system, slightly different, but both very effective. You know, I think that we had an opportunity to see Arizona State last year in the NIT, but they've changed a lot as well, you know, added a lot of amazing pieces to what was already a very, very good team. Obviously Arizona coming off a tremendous year, and she's done such a great job of still running her system so well, and just new players continuing to develop, and as well as the returning players playing really well for them. But so much respect for their defensive systems and their programs.
All right, we have time for just a couple more if anyone has any. Oh, go ahead, Angela.
Hey, Coach Langley, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Excited about Friday's game. Looking forward to doing that game with Elise for Pac-12 Network. And I know I think we're going to try to connect with you as well. But just curious, like your front line, like right, players feels like so different than we've seen in college women's basketball and Pac-12 in particular, like where we have a lot of four out, one in offenses perhaps, but you have a solid front line. Like how is that style of play impacted you this season? How do you see that playing out in the Pac-12 moving forward as well?
You know, I think our style of play is going to change through the years. I mean, when you first take over a program, you go with a style of play you think fits the personnel that you have. And so we will recruit to different styles in the future, probably. There's a lot of what we do offensively is you know, some of the teams in the conference do as well, similar offensive systems. Obviously, they've been doing it for a long time and doing it really, really well. And they do take a little time to implement. And so trying to decide what we'll do in future years will be a little bit based on who we sign. We've signed a great class coming in next year. That's going to allow us to do a few other things on the offensive end and defensive end. You know, I you can tell from my time at Rice as well as here, we do love man to man, but will allow us to do some other, you know, things from a pressing standpoint and, you know, mixing up a little bit defensively as well. So I think it will be driven a little bit. I don't know if that answers your question directly, but I think it'll be driven a little bit personnel wise in future years.
That makes sense. Well, speaking about recruiting, right? Pac-12 has been killing it. All right. Like, what have you seen as far as the success that we're starting to see kids staying on the West Coast, folks from the East Coast, Midwest coming out here to Pac-12 teams, top to bottom? You know, you all have done a phenomenal job in recruiting. Like, what are some of the key aspects of that that are showing up, giving results?
Well, several things. One is, first of all, I just love to say that I would like to stop playing against Washington players. So yes, that would be something in the future we would really love to attack. And our state is very talented. And so a lot of teams have had success coming in state. And so we want to work hard to recruit our best players to stay home is a priority for us. We also, you know, I think being at Washington is a national brand. It's a place where young women can come and get amazing opportunities academically, internship wise. And then career-wise, when they're through, if they choose to stay. And I think we can offer something that's pretty special from the entire opportunity when you're a student athlete, especially in the NIL era. And so, you know, it's a pretty special place to be as you recruit student athletes. We're also going to be a values-based. We are a values-based and want to recruit values-based student athletes. So people who are coming here, you know, just grow as people and basketball players and obviously career-wise. And so I think it's an environment young women are going to want to be in. I think my background is psychology, and I believe that, you know, great teams are made when you have a psychologically safe environment, a place that you can come and you can fail and you can work incredibly hard together and really struggle. And I think that's something that we can provide as well. You know, I'm excited for the future of women's basketball in the Pac-12. I think the reason that you see some of the best players in the country come to the Pac-12 is competitors want to play against the best. And in women's basketball, for many, many years, there were a few programs that the best players went to, period, and that they would go to those programs and they thought they could only win in those programs at times. And rightfully so. I mean, a lot of success in those programs. But I think that you're finding that young women are growing in their confidence to the impact that they can make individually. I think our recruiting class is an example of that. I think they understand the impact that they can make in their time at Washington, much like many of the players who came before them. And so, you know, there's a great history of success at Washington and, you know, well, and I think that, you know, we're excited to give them that opportunity to play in what is arguably the best women's basketball conference in the country, because that's what makes you better as a player, is to play against the best. And so that's what we're recruiting to.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.